And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's the final Tuesday in January, Link. Where did the month go? And we're going to be saying that all year long because when you get to a certain age, it just flies by.
It's January 74th. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, that's right. I know. It just seems like yesterday we were celebrating New Year. So great quarterly breakfast we had kicking off our quarterly breakfast season at the Prescott Valley Chamber. Sold out crowd at the event spot with a wonderful breakfast catered by Gabby's Grill, Gabby's family of restaurants, because they now have Gabriella's, if you're feeling a little Italian. Wonderful, wonderful dinner out there. But great dinner. And, of course, our program host, the one and only Sanford Cohen, our Arizona's hometown radio group, dun-dun-dun-dun, of which KQ&A is a flagship station for them. Only on Tuesdays when I'm on the show. Shameless plug, but great program, Sanford. Thank you for sponsoring. But in a great morning, learning a lot about what's going on, what's upcoming in the Prescott Valley with Ben Hooper, our economic development manager, Mike Paredes, our Prescott Valley Economic Development Foundation executive director. We had our mayor, Cal Poguda, myself speaking a little bit about our 45th celebration going on all year long, and then wrapping it up with the wise economic words of Sanford Cohen. So a lot of great information going on there. It was recorded by our Channel 56, so look for that happening. We'll be posting the event the times that it'll be showing over Channel 56, and you can follow it on your computer at pvaz.net, or it will be on YouTube. So, you know, another way to catch up on that information if you're unable to attend, because we did sell out. So it means there were some of you that couldn't. Satish Catfish, we know you couldn't get in, so he tried. He even posted on Facebook, I wanted to be there, and he says, I couldn't get in. Yep, but we got a good show, but we're going to give you a little bit of what we heard today because my first guest is our new mayor, Cal Poguda. So he kicked it off in a grand way. Lots of good things going on for Prescott Valley. So stick with us. You're going to hear more for him when we come back on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com. Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It's Tuesday here, the last Tuesday of January, but we've kicked off the year in the right way with our quarterly breakfast, and one of my guests is joining me now, our newly elected Mayor Cal Palguda. Okay, Cal, I call you Cal, it's Mayor Cal. When do we not say newly elected? When we can just say it's Mayor Cal, Mayor of Palguda.
I don't think there's an actual timeline, is there? There's got to be something. On this date, it cannot be newly elected.
Now you're mayor.
I am the mayor.
You are?
Yeah.
I know. And we just kind of throw that in because there's some people that still may not know. Believe it or not,
sure.
There's some people that do not read the paper, do not listen to the radio, do not have computers because they tell me. I have none of the above, so that's why I didn't know you were doing what you were doing on Friday.
Okay. Sure.
So anyway, you had some great, great words this morning to share your vision and what you see coming up. I mean, in 2019, an exciting year.
Right.
And so I thought, well, there's a whole lot of people out there who weren't able to come to breakfast and join us, so let's share
absolutely.
A little bit about what's going on.
I think one of the big things we took away from this morning was we talk about the potential of Prescott Valley. Well, at some point, it's no longer potential, and it's actually doing. And that's what we're focusing on for 2019 is getting everyone psyched up, getting them excited, putting an eye on the prize, and putting our best foot forward for 2019.
Yeah, yeah. Something did you say? Was it today? I think it was something you said today. And ding! Of course, I jumped right on it. Was experiencing Prescott Valley.
Absolutely.
You made that comment about experiencing Prescott Valley. And I'm thinking, because it's our 45th year in the chamber.
Yes, it is.
We're coming up with 45 ways to experience Prescott Valley.
Oh, how great.
We're coming up with, we're designing the brochures in my mind already. We're now putting together that 45 days, but it was based on your comment. And I think that one of the things that's beauty about Prescott Valley is how we work together and feed off each other to make things happen.
Absolutely. And that's the key is, not only do we experience Prescott Valley, and it's for the people that come and experience Prescott as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole message this morning was, there's no competition between Prescott and Prescott Valley. Together as a team, we make the area and the region great.
So that's the goal. The only people that know there's differences are people who live here or maybe are government leaders or something like that who are, that's in charge of running it. But our visitors, our residents that are moving here, they're up and down and back and forth and going all over the place.
Absolutely, because Prescott Valley, we're different. Everyone's unique in their own way. But as I mentioned, what we can experience in Prescott Valley gets people off the highway, get them out visiting, and they get to kind of basically experience what we have to offer, which is amazing.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's huge. And I also mentioned about you being the biggest cheerleader Prescott Valley has.
I'm pretty passionate. I'm very passionate.
Right. And that's huge. And that's the direction of 2019. It doesn't just take you being a cheerleader or me being a cheerleader. Everyone out there in our community can be their own cheerleader and help push Prescott Valley.
Link's a cheerleader.
Woo!
Link, hands down.
She is one of our fabulous cheerleaders. Got involved. She's on the Arts and Culture Commission. She's here working for the radio station, but her influence in Prescott Valley and her group is just part of that partnership.
So Link's a perfect example. I don't know if you know this or not.
She's perfect, yeah.
Yes. So the example being that she has the drive, the motivation, the brains, and she wants to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people out there that are in that similar situation, and we just got to get them on board and get them to us because we just love the energy, and that's what we want to build off of. So that's why it's so important.
And you're opening those doors for people to get involved because a lot of times they don't know how to get involved. And now you've got some plans that say, I'm looking for this. I'm looking for engagement of citizens and residents.
Yes.
By offering ideas of where they can help or be a part of.
Right. So this morning it was interesting. I asked the entire room. There was, what, 140 people there?
140 people.
And I asked, how many people were born in Prescott Valley? Link, how many do you think it was?
Nine.
One person.
You know who that was? That was Brady Cabral from the chamber. Yes.
So one person. So what does that tell us? That tells us that there was a large percent of people who come from different walks of life, different towns, different cities all throughout the country. And they bring with them their experiences and their ideas and their thoughts about what could work in Prescott Valley. And that's what I want to hear with the commissions. I want their ideas, their thoughts, their energy to come together and get like-minded people in the same room at the same table and start figuring out some good things.
And ideas.
Definitely.
Absolutely. And you start putting them out there that somebody else might have done something that worked great where they used to live.
Yeah. No, of course.
And things change. You know, communities evolve. And what maybe didn't work back 20 years ago, we bring it back to the table and will it work now? Because the climate is right or the positioning is right.
And heck, it doesn't even have to be 20 years ago.
Right.
Something 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Think about how much we've changed in 5 years.
Holy smokes, you're right.
So that could change it, and we can just go to the table again and see if it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things we've talked about is a veterans initiative where basically we get like-minded people and we start targeting on what events and what services we can provide our veterans. We've talked about a Veterans Day parade.
Mm-hmm.
Something that is not in competition with Prescott's Veterans Day Parade, maybe just on the flip-flop day that they don't have it, we have one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good way of us as a community honoring our veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a huge believer in parades. You know, a homecoming parade.
I tell you right now, he's never put on a parade. For sure.
So, no, believe me, I understand that. I think they bring
too.
The community together,
mm-hmm.
and they give them a centralized focus, and it's free, and the families are out there. And they just enjoy a good time.
I could just see him this year, you know, leading the Bradshaw Mountain High School Go Bears homecoming parade. You know, we don't think you're big enough. We want you to come straight down, you know, get off the campus. We want you to circle Skook Boulevard or something like that.
Exactly.
I think get the community out.
And that's huge.
Yes.
I think it's worth a shot. Again, it might be a total bomb for the first couple of years, but by golly, it's worth a shot. What do you think, Link?
Worth it.
I have to tell you where I came from, and I was in Springerville Eager for 8 years and ran the chamber there. We did, you'll love this, 3 parades.
Okay.
We did a Nightlight Christmas parade, we did a 4th of July parade, and we did a Veterans Day parade.
See?
So I'm very familiar with, you know, how the engagement. And then we ended the Veterans Day parade with a big potluck luncheon at the American Legion Hall, and
right.
they did a flag disposal ceremony, so people brought.
So how great
really
is that?
Cool. It was very, very cool. I really appreciate there was really a connection with the veterans in there.
And that's huge, and I think if you look at what Prescott Valley has to offer with the American Legions and the VFWs and the Elks Lodge and the Moose Lodge and all those other...
And
you know,
Scouts.
Yeah, and the Scouts.
Scouts.
Young
support.
Marines mm-hmm. are out there doing their thing. How? What better way than just get them out there, get them the exposure, get the spotlight on them, and that's important. It's
and
important for the whole.
Lions roar.
Exactly.
Well, we serve community, and
yes,
we help all kinds of individuals and organizations. Yeah.
Very
so we would play.
I think it's important. I don't think you can turn anyone down on it.
It's well, you're in charge of my Prescott Valley Days Parade. You're like my recruiter there.
That's what we'll do.
We're coming
we'll
up
sign
that.
Up.
That is, that's going to be 11th. May 11th this year.
May 11th.
May 11th is the 41st annual Prescott Valley Days Parade.
Nice.
I know.
It's going to be big.
It's going to be big. We're ready.
No, that's exciting.
I know.
So how was it when you switched from June, right? It used to be in June, right?
Right. No, yes, it was in June. It was usually the third weekend. I want like 30 hours. Anyway, it was the third weekend in June, and what we found was, first of all, we had problems with weather.
Gotcha.
One time it was so hot that you could have shot a cannon down the midway of the carnival and not hit anyone, and we were the only ones out there because, you know, we're working.
Sure.
And then we're out of school, and so the involvement of we felt if we're going to involve schools and the young people, it's going to be before they're on vacations and leaving
right.
town.
Smart.
So we tried an April date. It was a little early. There was too many conflicts. And the second week in May just nailed it, and it's gone very well then.
So that's it. That's what we're sticking to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, it works really well.
That's important.
So we're trying to add some new things this year to again, bring community together.
Absolutely.
And we're looking for ideas. If anybody's listening and wants to say, you know, hey, how about this? Please call us.
And you bring that up my campaign motto is every voice heard. It still applies every single day, not
right.
just during campaigning. You still want to hear from people and what their thoughts are and what their ideas are. And that's important. So if
I agree.
You're on Facebook, I think links like my mayor page, Mayor Kalpalguda.
Yeah.
You can go on there, and I tell people, go on my Mayor Kalpalguda page, like it. Doesn't mean you like me. It just means that you kind of want to follow me and see what I have going on and what I'm talking about.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you do that, you're going to find out more about what's going on in Prescott Valley through what he's doing out there than you ever thought you knew wanted to know. I mean, I was just saying to Link, I said, I forget. Oh, yeah, you already posted on here that you spoke at the breakfast.
Right.
I said, now here is somebody that posts more than I do, and I post a lot.
It's important, though. It's important
to get the word out.
Because people, they have busy lives, and they still want to know kind of what's going on. And that's why I think Facebook is so important to just get the message out to people. Could it be bad? Yes. But at least the way we can use it to get the message is important.
Right. Well, and let's just throw it back, because Sanford Cohen, you know, made this comment today. And this is another way we're communicating. The opportunity to have a radio show, spend time together to talk, to let people know what's going on. And this is another avenue.
Absolutely. Multi-prong attack to communication is what I call it. So whether it's Facebook, Twitter, radio, we got to get it out there. It's got to hit someone some way.
I know, because everybody has their preferences on how they receive their information.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm an avid fan of Facebook, and I'm learning Instagram, but that's learning. Keeping up with the younger people, I think, is what works there. But then
important.
Again, I do know that the value of radio and the value of, you know, the print media.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nothing, not one is bad.
Uh-huh.
It's just we just got to combine them all together and get as many people on board as possible. So.
Well, we ran out of time. But let's get a couple of takeaways. First of all, like your Facebook page, and that's what is it?
Just type in Mayor Kalpalguda into your Facebook search, and it'll come up. And then just hit like.
Right, because one of your friends is going to like it, and it's going to be out there in the
It'll be out there, so
the
that's
land.
Important.
And two, committees, advisory, are you still looking for volunteers?
Yeah, so we're still always looking for people that are interested or like-minded, whether they want to bring events or concerts or festivals to Prescott Valley. If someone's really into running marathons and they think that they could put a marathon together here in Prescott Valley, mm-hmm. we'll be able to provide them with the tools to do that. We just need those like-minded people together. You won't see me out there running a marathon. But
exactly.
At least there'll be other people that are interested. So still though, you go to my Facebook page, you'll be able to message me directly and I can give you some more information and get you going where we need to. We'll have a meeting coming up in a few weeks where we're going to get everyone together and we're going to break out into subcommittees.
Holy smokes. There's going to be a lot of excitement going on in that room. I'm just saying.
That's the goal there, so.
Well, I hope I'm invited. I'd love to hear and glean. Like I said, I sat there today and picked up information and got a brainstorm and said, wow, what an idea.
No, I'm glad one thing I said affected one person, so that's good.
Well, I was cheering the guy in the video, too. You know, I mean, I love that message there, too. It's an analogy of Prescott Valley and starting at the back and growing and then, you know, getting forward and moving through and
yes.
and ultimately leading the way. So it was a great story. It was a great breakfast. did a great job.
Awesome.
Excited, looking forward to things coming on. It's a new year. It's just exciting times.
It is exciting. I'm glad I could be here. And hopefully I get invited back on another day.
You are always welcome back, but I know you have your own show on the third Tuesday of every month.
Yes.
So you can listen to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, hosted by Mayor Cal Palguda.
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't want to miss that either. Actually, just listen to us every week because we've got good stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, don't ever change the station.
Just leave it on the entire time. That's right. What? All right. We're going to take a short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.FM. And, well, it's 95.5 FM at KQ&A.com. We're having too much fun here in the station.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We'll drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit cliffcastlecasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Coyotes visit the San Jose Sharks Saturday, February 2nd at 8:30 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Chino Valley, in Prescott, Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. It is Humboldt Happenings here on this Chamber Spotlight. And it's Humboldt Elementary School. Joining me now is Principal Stacy Brush. And hi, Stacy.
Hi, Marnie. Nice to be here again.
Go Pandas.
Go Pandas.
Everybody knows that. You know, I wasn't really a cheerleader. I was on the dance team, which is similar. I had pom-poms. I love the mascots. I love the school colors. I love school spirit.
And so do we. And we love being the Pandas.
You have a lot of school spirit.
We do out there. We do.
I know you're that little gem out there in Dewey Humboldt.
We are. We are just that little country school that is the original Humboldt Unified School District school. It has a lot of history. A close community, and we are just family.
Yeah, I know. I have some special kids, the Clayman kids that go there. Or Caleb's now at Bradshaw Mountain Middle, but I've been a part of Humboldt since they started school there. Just by, they're practically like my grandkids, you know. I mean, I just adopt them. But wonderful school out there. Yes. You guys have done amazing things.
It's very privileged to be their principal.
This is your second year?
It is my second year.
So we talked last year, and it was kind of new and getting used to the community.
I do believe I was official at that point.
Uh-huh. So how's it going?
It's going very well. We are staying busy. We have a lot of things going on. We just finished our first half of our school year. Spirit assemblies, you know, just getting things ready for the new year, and here we are. So,
well, brag time. Tell me some good stuff that happened in this first semester.
Well, the first semester, we have been working on our Highland Center schoolyard habitat. So we've been doing that planning, and we're coming into that second half and finally getting to the planning of the actual habitat. And by May, we shall have that planted and ready to go.
I love the Highland Center and the work they do in our schools. That is just amazing. Bring that outdoors into the kids and partnering with the schools.
Absolutely. And it's a 3-year partnership with them. This year, getting things planted, next year, getting the curriculum on board and getting teachers involved with our students actually in the schoolyard habitat. So that'll be exciting to see.
Oh, absolutely. Terrific. So what else is going on?
Well, we most recently, we have our Humboldt Elementary Night Out coming up this Friday for the NAS Suns game. And so all of the schools are going to be having our students participate in that. We have our high school choir singing the national anthem. We have a pregame performance by our Bradshaw Mountain Middle School band and halftime performance by our Bradshaw Mountain High School drumline. So
go Bears!
Absolutely, and we have some incentives for our young ones coming in for the top sellers of tickets, and so there are tours backstage in the locker room with their principal, and just a lot of other fun things. So that's coming up this Friday.
Well, I've seen those flyers now, Friday, February the 1st. I've seen those flyers, so it's all the schools are participating with this same night, so it's like great Humboldt night.
Yes, it's a great Humboldt night. Okay. They put a bank of tickets together, so the schools will be sitting in the same area.
Right. So can people purchase tickets through the schools and support you in this?
I believe the ticket sales are done, but you can still purchase them at the box office.
Okay, yes. And I did have a note because I was looking at our son's schedule because I know there's a game tonight, but they play Friday the Lakeland Magic.
That's correct.
Doors open at 6, game starts at 7, and that's Friday night, so it's school's night. How fun. You can just go get some energy from the kids.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Yes.
It'll be my first game, actually.
What?
Yes.
You have never been to a basketball game.
Not with the NAS Suns, no.
They are so much fun. You will have such a good time.
I do enjoy basketball, so I'm certain I will have a great time.
It's professional ball.
Exactly.
You know, those guys are out there playing their hearts out, you know, and they're growing and developing their skills, and to watch them work, and it's just amazing.
It'll be great to have some kids down on the gym floor with them and backstage and with the locker
yes.
room and meet the players, so it'll be exciting.
Oh, great. Those players are just wonderfully polite and awesome and good with the kids.
And that buckets. How can you not love buckets?
You got to watch out for buckets.
I know, right?
Sneak up on you. Yeah. And puff of air and you know buckets is somewhere in the room.
I've experienced that puff of air.
So you had a good first semester.
Yes, we did.
So second semester is upon us, and we are now looking at, you know, towards the end of the school year. And as we said, boy, the first month of January has flown by.
It has. And so, we're moving into February, and that's the time for parents to start thinking about enrolling any new students that they have coming in. We do have our Humboldt School Expo coming up February 23rd. That's in the Entertainment District of near Harkins Theater and Freedom Station. So that'll be coming up. So I'd like to invite everybody to come out and check out our schools and the wonderful things that we're doing, and pick up enrollment packets if you have any students that you're thinking of enrolling in our school district.
I'm going to have to second attending that, because we participate as a chamber bringing our maps and our information, because a lot of times we find new people have just been moved to the community. So it's a great way for us to reach those folks too. But if you are looking, you have a, you know, incoming kindergartner, or you've just moved to the area looking to school register, come down there and meet the principals and the teachers one-on-one. Every school, I think, in our district is special.
I agree.
And they're all great. But sometimes you just have your particular fit. It might be your neighborhood school. It might be the particular reason, a particular program that you may want to do. But you get to meet, you can just come down and meet Stacy.
Please do.
And find out what's all great about Humboldt.
We'd love to share that information with you because there's a lot of great things that go on.
So come on down. That is again Saturday, February the 23rd.
Correct.
From 10 to...
to 1 o'clock.
10 to 1 at the Entertainment District. So you can come on down and have a lot of fun, food, and all the goodies.
Yep, exactly.
So so you're preparing then and thinking about the new year already.
We are. So we're, you know, going to be looking at those new enrollments for kindergarten. You know, this year we grew in our kindergarten and just recently added a third section. So that's really great news for us. We love to see those little kiddos coming in brand new to our school and, becoming those wonderful pandas and growing through our school.
Yeah. Well, I just have to say I've seen products of your school and they're amazing kids. So I highly recommend Humboldt, if you're checking out and looking for a school home for your kids.
Thank you.
You do an amazing job, Stacy. You just fit into our family so well.
I love it.
I can tell. I can tell you do. If your phone number, and if people want to tour this campus, they can do that. But how would they call?
928-759-4400. Just call and set up a time to come tour the school. We'd love to show you.
Excellent, excellent. Stacy Brush, principal of Humboldt Elementary School. Go Pandas! Yes. All right, short break here. When we come back, it's Chamber Spotlight on Business, KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
KQ&A is the place to be Super Bowl Sunday. Starting at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage, getting you ready for Super Bowl 53. Then at 3 p.m., it's the one and only official Super Bowl 53 pregame, taking you right to kickoff at 4:35. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bucky's and Yavapai Casino, Country Bank, the Arizona Cardinals, Prescott Tire Pros, Finley Automotive Group, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, Little Dealer Little Prices, Northern Arizona Heating and Air, Prescott Resort, Outdoor Sports, Prescott True Value, Barrett Propane, and Wallach and Volk. If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. The Arizona Department of Public Safety is leading a statewide effort to combat human trafficking.
DPS announced that in 2018, it oversaw the rescue of 20 endangered, missing, abducted, abused, exploited, or trafficked children. More than half of those were endangered runaways, and one was a trafficking victim. There's already been no slowdown in 2019, as there have been two rescues so far this month. The Arizona Department of Public Safety is continuing its commitment to combat the problem. Steve Clawson, Arizona News Radio.
An Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University student has tested field research methods that could help identify and assess wildlife communities.
Courtney Turner Rathbone's project involves drawing water samples out of the Verde River and analyzing the DNA present in those samples using sophisticated sequencing methods. The experiment is based on the observation that all organisms, from bacteria to humans, leave a genetic footprint in their environments. University officials say this represents the first research to come out of a collaboration between Embry-Riddle's new forensic biology and wildlife science programs. Data results echoed and even improved on traditional survey results in which biologists literally count members of certain species in the wild. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
Mostly cloudy today, partly sunny tomorrow and Thursday, chilling overnight to near 35, with highs the next 2 days near 57 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, a 30% chance for Thursday night showers. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down near 38 after bedtime, warming to a partly sunny 64 Wednesday and Thursday, a 30% chance for Thursday evening rain. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott Valley continues on KQ&A.
January is chili month at Prescott Brewing Company, and we're cooking up four savory chilies that are sure to pack a flavorful punch all month long. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to savor a different, unique, made-from-scratch chili each week as you chase away the winter cold here at Prescott Brewing Company. The brewery elves were busy all last month handcrafting some of their own specialties, so enjoy an award-winning handcrafted beer to wash it all down with here in your warm and cozy hometown brewery in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
This is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. The fall and winter holidays are behind us, and as we head into the new year, it's important to remember that our local businesses still need us. The tourists and our families have gone home, and now is a great time to get out and enjoy the peaceful, quiet hometown that we've all fallen in love with. Remember to shop and dine locally, and if you need propane, please let Barrett Propane, your local choice, provide you with the hometown service you deserve. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley is Chamber Spotlight on Business. One of my favorite segments. Get to showcase some of our chamber members and businesses in the community. And first off, we have Jeff Falls. He is the project manager with Haley Construction Company.
Hi.
Very well known in the community. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Been around. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for joining us this morning at our breakfast.
You're welcome.
We talked about that.
It was great.
Oh, good.
It was great meeting the mayor and everybody that was there. It was a great breakfast.
Yeah, great people. We got great communities, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Well, let's talk about Haley Construction, because you guys have been around for quite a while.
We've been around in Prescott for almost 60 years, in business for about 63. Yeah, we're on the third
generation. We're almost the same age.
That is what you say.
I won't give up the real. No, yeah.
Yeah. We're on the third generation of ownership now. Jillian Haley and her stepbrother, Alan Crary, now in the company. So.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the projects you do, things, what, you know, type of construction work you do, major commercial, residential. Give me the whole
major commercial, luxury residential. We have a kind of a particular focus on historical preservation. Most people know we did the Elks building downtown. We've done a couple other buildings downtown as well. We also do stuff. We just finished up Prescott Animal Hospital. We're currently working on a brewery in town just off Whiskey Road. It's going to be a really cool project. We also have a very, very nice custom home that's just coming out of the ground right now. And we're finishing up some work at Yavapai College, one of our favorite clients. That's where Penny Wells and I got to be friends. Mm-hmm. And let's see what else we got going on. An addition to one of the local golf clubs and about three or four projects that are just kind of bubbling out there and getting ready to get started. So.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Elks project, and we watched that take forever. Is that probably one of the biggest projects you've done, or what is the largest?
As far as renovations go, yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. That actually happened in three phases. Right. The first phase, I actually wasn't with Haley Construction when they did the first phase. That was the theater itself. Mm-hmm. Bringing that back to historical, like it was. And then the second phase was the exterior of the building and bringing that back to what it looked like. And then the final phase, which we just got done with, I think about 2 years ago, a little longer, that was all the other little spaces where the barbershop is now and some of those other stuff. So mm-hmm. finishing all that stuff up. Yeah, it's a great project. Fun stuff to be around. So.
Right. And mm-hmm. the before and after pictures are just amazing. Mm,
yes.
But mm-hmm. you had it covered in plastic for so long, you know. It was kind of keeping it hidden from us, our prying eyes.
It was more of a safety issue anything. But it's nice not to have everybody making their opinions on it, too, as it's, you know, oh, we don't like that color. So.
Yeah. Right. And also with historic buildings, that poses its own set of challenges when you're doing a major construction project.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Just the structural issues alone. And, you know, one of the things there was the brick was very old. So the scaffolding needs to be tied off to the brick, and we had to put pins into the brick, and the pins wouldn't hold because the brick was so old, and we had to come up with different ways to get all that kind of stuff done. And just especially buildings like that, they have so many secrets, and when you start opening them up, then you find all those. So.
And hold on, that building's over 100 years old.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's really a jewel now on the streets. So.
It is. It's stunning work, and as all of your projects have turned out to be, though.
Thank you.
At least as far as I can see.
Yeah.
You know, there you go. Yeah. So major custom homework, construction, commercial properties mm-hmm. is basically the focus there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like the stuff we do, the CMAR projects that we do at Yavapai College, that ranges from everything from building construction to bathroom remodels to big civil work. We just redid the baseball field and a huge drainage project under that, and finishing up our last project out there right now, which is some waterline replacement. So
wow. Lots of things going on. What do you see? Do you see a lot of development and growth and exciting things happening?
It's excitingness. It reminds me of a while back. There's a lot going on everywhere we go. So some things seems to me the residential part might be tapering off a little bit, just kind of plateauing, which is nice. It's still going to be busy, but not gangbusters. And then it looks like the in my opinion, the commercial part starting to pick up a little bit more, mm-hmm. which is usually how those two things go. So,
and more stability this time around, perhaps a sense of things are going well and not overestimating.
Yeah, everybody's a little bit more gun shy this time around.
Right,
I think.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they everybody that's here now has been through it, so.
We're just a little more cautious, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, how would somebody get a hold of you, Jeff?
They can call us at 928-445-1281, or they can email us at, just email me at jeff@haleyconstructionaz.com.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And website?
Haleyconstructionaz.com.
Haleyconstructionaz.com. Mm-hmm. Hi. Keep it going. Keep building, making us beautiful.
We're not going to stop.
That's what you do. Yeah. I know. It's a great job. Thank you for joining us,
Jeff.
Thank you. And thank you for coming this morning.
You bet.
It's wonderful to have you. Okay, we're going to jump over here and speak to Harrison Hatfield. He is the owner of Homestead Senior Care. Hello, Harrison. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon.
Yeah, you walked in. I said, we've talked before, but it's been a couple of years.
It has been.
I think it's when you first acquired Homestead and you were new to the community and we brought you on board and just shared a lot of love with you. And so how's it been going for this past 2 years?
It has been going really well, and the community continues to show love to us, and it's an honor to give it back.
Uh-huh. So tell us about Homestead Senior Care.
Yeah, you know, I think that there is, there have been so many changes in the healthcare industry. Mm-hmm. People call us, you know, wanting to know the difference, you know, in transitional care, medical care, what do we do? And, you know, the main thing that I try to tell people is, you know, we can always point you in the right direction. Call us. We want to be a resource in the community. Our big thing, it's in our name. We want to help people stay at home instead of having to move anywhere else, having to transition out of what they know, what's comfortable, what's familiar. Mm-hmm. And especially as, you know, one of our kind of expertise, Jeff was talking about their historic side of things. Ours is in the cognitive challenges, Alzheimer's, dementia. So, you know, when we start venturing into those challenges that people have, really keeping them somewhere safe that they know and is familiar makes a huge difference in the way we say it, that we want somebody to age better in place.
Right.
So whether that's at home, whether they stay at home instead of going somewhere else, but you and I were discussing before going on the air, we also provide care in the different facilities in all the communities. Mm-hmm. There are times people need to be there and they need to make that transition, but we can also provide care for them there as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this non-medical care or...
Yes, it is.
Or
it is non-medical care. Some people look at me like I've got two heads when I go through some of the things that we can do. You know, we start talking about catheter bags, colostomy bags, and, mm-hmm. you know, morphine for folks on hospice. They wonder, why is that not medical? You know, so again, that's kind of that. The tagline is the changing landscape in healthcare. As things are changing, we know things are transitioning into basically what can be done in the home is going to be done in the home. So
right.
that's in the medical field. So they're actually, as we are hiring and having more RNs, LPNs, CNAs, and the like, we're able to open up our scope of services as we're allowed to, as mm-hmm. the states allow us to. You know, the government wants us to because it keeps their costs down,
right.
Quite frankly. So they like us in the home. You know, mom or dad or spouse don't go to the ER. They don't rack up the hospital bills like they were 20 years ago mm-hmm. because Homestead came to fruition.
Right, right. People have, you know, caregivers. Mom and dad are in the home. You're caregiving. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a spouse or something like that. I mean, do they wait too long to call you?
Great question.
Because I've seen that. I remember
yeah.
when my dad and my mom was, you know, at a point where she was not able to care. And it was just probably a burden for him. I mean, mm-hmm. he was just, and we finally convinced him that
yeah.
this was the best thing. Bring somebody in, give him a respite. Do you find that family kind of things, we can do it, and then call you?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. We see that often. We see it every week. And, you know, we call it the primary caregiver burnout. Mm-hmm. We don't like to see the deer in the headlight looks when we show up for what we call a consultation assessment. You know, we use all those terms synonymously. But, yeah, people are waiting longer than ever to call. One reason, you know, the generation we're serving, we call it the greatest generation.
Right.
Well, they're fantastic. They pulled themselves up by their bootstraps, and they got things done. The problem with that is they're not used to asking for help. So
they're
waiting so long. So by the time we go in, we're kind of triaging. And my encouragement to people is always go ahead and call. Let's find out what we can do for you. Even if it's not now, let's anticipate things for the future. It's kind of like going to the dentist. Pay me now or pay me later.
Right.
Now we can go in just a couple to a few days a week, provide things, grocery shopping, cook your meals, leave you leftovers for the next 2 days. Make sure you get your nutrition. Make sure you've got your medications laid out properly. We can ensure those things if you wait till some crisis or event happens. ER visit, you break or hurt something, you're in rehab for 3 weeks, you return home in a situation you were not in a month prior. Round-the-clock care is very expensive. I do not hide behind that
right.
at all. We know the success rate of personalizing care for the individual. We don't just serve seniors. We serve the people themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them is made in the image of God. We cater our care plan to each person, their likes, their dislikes. you know, and we just really make it personal for them.
You mentioned struck a chord. It's Homestead Senior Care, but is everyone seniors, or is it somebody that even might not be a senior but falls into that needing that care, that assistance?
Yeah, we've had, even since my wife and I have had this for 2.5 years now, we've had a teenager, you know, broke a femur bone, and, you know, hiking, broke a femur bone and needed help. They want somebody they can trust, not mm-hmm. just Aunt Sally, who knows somebody who seems trustworthy, you know. So going through a business and agency such as ours, you know, with extensive background checks, we want to do, but that we have to, we care for, really, again, the individual. They don't have to be a senior. Any challenges someone's having, we provide our services for anyone.
Right, right. Well, how would somebody get a hold of you or get more information?
Yeah, it's, you know, websites are wonderful, you know, homeinstead.com. And you can just put in your zip code and find us. But ringing us on the phone, our staff is so wonderful. They're likable, and they love talking about what we can do and serve people. So 928-708-9960. And so, yeah, 708-9960. Give us a ring for homeinstead.com.
And I like what you had to say. Don't wait until it's emergency, then you need you.
Yeah.
Call you. Before.
It's more unaffordable for people, we have found, when they wait for the crisis. If they call now, when they're considering it, it's much more affordable to more people in our community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Taking care of people. I love your philosophy, Harrison. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's good to see you again.
Thank you.
2 years celebrating, over 2 years, you know. I mean, it's always wonderful to have folks that I interview when they first got here and come back a couple years later and still going strong and making a difference. So, really, congratulations and kudos to you.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you again. Oh, Harrison Hatfield, owner of Homestead Senior Care, thank you so much for joining us, as well as Jeff Falls, project manager with Haley Construction Company. Chamber Spotlight on Business, and you guys rock it. We'll be right back after a short break so we can close out the show here on KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and it's KQ&A Worldwide.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Birdie Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Think about all of the things you want from a great dealership. Low pressure, clean and comfortable environment, great products, big selection, knowledgeable consultants. There's one dealership that has all of that and more. Findlay Toyota Prescott. We'll exceed your expectations of a great dealership. Our sales staff aren't salespeople. They're product specialists, and they aren't commissioned. They're on salary. So when you meet with one of our specialists, there's no need to be anxious. They won't give you the runaround. They'll give you the info you're looking for and help make your visit a pleasant experience. Choose a vehicle from our huge selection and know you're getting a fair price. In fact, we'll meet or beat any Phoenix dealer advertised price. We're a dealership with integrity and aim to put you in a new vehicle that fits your budget and lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we know that our success depends on meeting the expectations you have for our dealership. We are proud to serve the Quad Cities and want our great reviews to continue to reflect our role as a community partner. Stop by today and let us exceed your expectations, or check us out online at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Tuesdays and Thursdays. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
And thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. As we were saying, there is a basketball game tonight. And in fact, Coach Brett Burchard is meeting our former coach, Ty Ellis, tonight. We're playing the Stockton Kings. Game starts at 6:30 this evening. Doors open at 5:30. So kind of like our new coach and our old coach meeting together on the courts. But again, go Suns. Know where my heart is. That's tonight. And then Friday night, again, as we mentioned, a lot of kids from Humboldt Unified School District and all of our local schools will be out there for the game versus Lakeland Magic, and that's Friday at 7 p.m. And Saturday night, another game. Join us for Aloha Night as the Northern Arizonas take on the Delaware Bluecoats. And so special prizes. I think Buckets is going to be in a hula skirt, entertainment, a lot of fun. So it's Aloha Night at the Northern Arizonas on Saturday night. So a lot of things going on. We're glad you joined us today. We hope you enjoyed our guests. A special announcement on the first Tuesday will be hosted by Humboldt Superintendent Dan Streeter. So I'm not sure what they'll call it. It's Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, maybe Humboldt Happenings. But he'll be on the first Tuesday. Mayor's on the third Tuesday, and we'll be following up on the other Tuesdays. So thank you for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And it is our 45th anniversary year, so congrats, Chamber of Commerce. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.